1 Samuel chapter 16. And the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, whereas I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself with a king from among his sons. Then Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hears of it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take a calf with you, and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. And invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will make known to you what you must do, and anoint for me him whom I tell you. And Samuel did what the Lord had told him, and he went to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city trembled at meeting him, and they said, Is it in peace that you have come? And he said, It is in peace to sacrifice to the Lord that I have come. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons, and he invited them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they came, that he saw Eliab, and he said, Surely his anointed is before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance and the height of his stature, for I have rejected him, for it is not a matter of how man sees it, for man sees with his eyes, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called for Abinadab, and they brought him for review before Samuel, but he said, The Lord has not chosen this one either. And Jesse brought Shammah for review, but he said, The Lord has not chosen this one either. So Jesse brought his seven sons before Samuel for review, and Samuel said to Jesse, The Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, Do these lads complete the number? And he said, The youngest still remains, and there he is, tending the sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, Send for him and get him, for we will not wend our way until he comes here. So he sent for him and brought him. Now he was red-haired, with handsome eyes, and of fine appearance. And the Lord said, Get up, anoint him, for this is him. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in full view of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came on David from that day on. Then Samuel arose and went to Ramah. And the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord alarmed him. And Saul's servants said to him, It is apparent that an evil spirit of God is alarming you. Please let our Lord tell your servants before you to seek a man who is skilled in playing the harp. And it will come to pass, when there is an evil spirit of God on you, that he will play music, plucking with his hand, and you will feel better. Then Saul said to his servants, Provide me then with a man who is good at playing music, and bring him to me. And one of the servant lads answered and said, Look, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skilled in playing music, and who is a valiant warrior, and a man of war, and with common sense, and who is a man of handsome appearance, and the Lord is with him. So Saul sent messengers to Jesse, who said, Send me David your son, who is with the sheep. Then Jesse took a donkey, and bread, and a skin bottle of wine, and one kid of the goats, and he sent them under the charge of David his son to Saul. And David came to Saul, and stood before him, and Saul liked David a lot, and he became his arms-bearer. And Saul sent a messenger to Jesse to say, Please let David stand before me, for he has pleased me. And it came to pass, when the Spirit from God was on Saul, that David took the harp and played it plucking with his hand. And Saul had relief and felt better, and the evil spirit departed from him.